When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown all across, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, and for them who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Our Heavenly Father, gracious God, mighty deliverer, covenant keeper, we thank You for this time You've covenanted with us on this mountain of power, that we come to seek Your face, and that You will empower us. Daddy, we thank You, we bless You for another time in Your presence on this mountain. Thank You for open heaven upon us already. Thank You for what You are going to do in our midst tonight. Thank You, O Lord, because we will not return the same, O God. For You will empower us through the revelation power of Your word. Daddy, we appreciate You because You draw us to Yourself. This grace, this mercy, we did not take it for granted. Thank You because among those that You have granted the grace, You counted us worthy. Daddy, we appreciate You. As we have come boldly to the throne tonight, upon this mountain of power, Daddy, we will receive mercy. And Lord, by Your mercy poured upon us, we will receive grace to get help that we need, even at this time, at this dangerous time, at this wicked time. By Your grace, we will receive help, divine help from above, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, as You speak to us tonight, we will take You by Your word. We will not doubt Your word. We will trust and obey. Even when it looks, can this be possible? Daddy, the grace, Father, to trust and obey you, regardless of what the enemy is saying, regardless of the giant that stands along our way. Father, it's your command that we should move forward, that we should go forward, that we should press on, even to possess our possession, even to go and take over the countries, even the land that you have proposed and you have planned and you have covenanted, even to give unto us, physically and spiritually. Daddy, we will not doubt your command. Daddy, we will not question your command, but we will go forward. We will do what you say in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we will go where you sent us in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive this boldness even in your presence tonight. Thank you, King of Glory. Father, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and all those that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sown deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face, O God of Jacob. Oh, Father, we have come, O Lord, we are the generation that have come to seek your face, O God of Jacob. Daddy, we plead the blood of Jesus for the cleansing of our hands and our heart, O God. That nothing with the enemy found in us. For the blood of Jesus will clean us and make us whole in the name of Jesus. And we will receive blessing from you tonight. We will not go by the same we have came to you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we decree and declare that all gates lift up your heads in the name of our God. And be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory in our midst tonight. His kingdom is established even in our midst on this mountain tonight. Every other kingdom bow even to the kingdom of our God. Father, thank you because your purpose for gathering us together tonight, Father, shall be established in the name of Jesus. Our blessings, O Lord, will not pass us by in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory, for taking care of the atmosphere. Oh, for rendering powerless, useless, every prince of Persia in nations, O Lord. Father, in states, O God. Father, in city, O God. Father, in neighborhood, O Lord. In individual dwellings, O Lord. That may want to hinder even our answer prayer getting to us. That may want to withhold, even release answer to our request. To our declaration and our decree tonight. Father, we render them useless. Your kingdom subdue them, even on this mountain tonight. Thank you, King of Glory. Forever your name be praised. As we decree into your hearing, as we declare your word and decree them upon our lives, so shall it be. There shall be, O Lord, manifestation of answered prayers, with testimony to the praise of your name, with testimony to the honor of your name, with testimony, O God, even to the glorification of your name, and even for the announcement of your greatness in our lives, and even to our joy with your people, and Lord, to the shame of our enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy of our soul shall be put to shame, for we know we have a victorious King. You are the one reigning in our lives. Thank you, God Almighty, for giving us victory, even through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Gracious and merciful God, we worship you. We adore you. We bless your most holy name. We hallow your name in our midst on this mountain tonight. Our Father who art in heaven, on this mountain of power today, your kingdom is established and exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, at your kingdom in our gathering of tonight, every other kingdom bows in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, the word of the Lord in the book of Psalm 103 verse 19 says, "The Eternal has established his throne up in the heavens. He rules over every seen and unseen realm and creature." I decree and declare, our Father who art in heaven, from your throne in heaven, rule over this gathering in the name of Jesus. Rule over us, your people, that have come onto this mountain tonight by the power of your word that says that you establish your throne in heavens. Oh, you rule over every sin and unseen realms and creature. Daddy, tonight rule over us. We your creature, we your people, rule over us. Rule over every creature in and around us in the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, tonight, rule over every sin and unseen realm. Concerning our prayer meeting tonight, concerning our gathering of tonight, concerning our lives individually and collectively, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, in Psalm 103 verse 19, our Eternal Father, concerning us on this mountain of power, tonight, rule over all creatures, birds, snakes, those that turn themselves to animals to do evil, that shows up in the garden of the people of God. Tonight, Father, subdue them. Rule over them. Render them useless. In the name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father, tonight, break the wings of all evil birds. Crush the head of snakes from the kingdom of darkness, concerning us physically and spiritually. Rule and subdue them for us in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible text that we are going to read tonight, that we are going to go through, is taken from the book of Numbers. If you have your Bible, you can open it and let us see what the word of the Lord says there. The book of Numbers, chapter 33. And we are just going to go through 6 verses from that Numbers 33. The Lord is about to do something in your life and in my life, in our lives as his people. Our God is a faithful God. Numbers chapter 33. I'm reading from verse 50 to 56 that says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plain of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and destroy all their pictures and destroy all their molded images and quite plug down all their high places, and ye shall dispose the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein. For I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more you shall give more inheritance. And to the fewer you shall give less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in place where his lot falleth. According to the tribe of your fathers ye shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters, the text for tonight is very small, like I said, just 6 verses. But there are powerful knowledge God is releasing unto us tonight that will empower us as we continue our Christian journeys in this wicked and perilous time. At this time that the ungodly wants to take what God has given unto us, his people. According to the topic that God gave me from this, you know, these Bible verses, Numbers chapter 33, verse 50 to 56, that says, command to conquer and possess. God commands you. God has commanded us. Remember, this month is our month of what? Recapturing what? Territories. God has commanded. He commanded us to conquer. Hey, he commanded us to take over. He commanded us to possess. So what are we waiting for? All we need to do is that we will trust and obey God's command. And we will go forward to possess our possession. Because he already is been given unto us. God said the land that I've given. Let me tell you, you got to take God by his word. You don't need to begin to negotiate with the enemy. You don't need to begin to negotiate with the wrong dwellers. Those that are not supposed to be in the land of your life, but are occupying those wrong occupants in your life, in the life of your family members, those wrong occupants in that which concerns you, concerning your finances, concerning, you know, everything about you. You don't need to negotiate with them. Remember, it's all about non-negotiation. You cannot negotiate with them. God did not ask you to go there and be telling them, oh, you know, God said he has given us this land, so you need to move. No. God command you to conquer and possess. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, 25, and it shall be accounted as righteousness, conformity to God's will, in word, thought, and action. For us, if we are watchful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. You see, Moses was telling them, it will be counted as righteousness. It will be you conforming to the, you know, agreeing and even accepting God's will in word, thought, and action. If you and myself, if we, his people, that he called his people, are watchful to do all that he has commanded us, just as it was counted unto our father Abraham. The Bible said about it, talked about it in the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 3, that says, for what does the scripture say? My brothers and my sisters, fellow believers in Christ, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed in God. He trusted in God
and it was credited to his account as righteousness. Meaning, myself and you, believers in Christ, every child of God, when you trust in God, when you believe in God, and you acted unto his command, it will be counted unto you as what? Righteousness. Right living and right standing with God. I decree and declare that you and I, we believe God, taken by his word at all times, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I decree and declare that you and I, and every members of our household, we act in obedience to the commands of God, always, at all times, regardless of the situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that just as it was counted unto our father Abraham as righteousness, as you and myself continue to believe and obey God, it will be counted unto us righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said in that book of Numbers, chapter 33, verse 50, it says, while Israel was camped in the lowland of Moab, across the Jordan River from Jericho, the Lord told Moses, God's abiding presence is always with his people, and he will not let them be without instruction and command, commanding them to do this way, go this way. You know, he will not leave them. He said, you will hear a voice, go to the left, go to the right. Our God loves to instruct us. He loves to direct us. He loves to guide us. He loves to tell us what to do. He's not a Confucianist. It's not a God that will just leave you aloof. No. He will tell you, this is white, this is black. When you take white, this is the benefit. When you take black, this is it. That is our God. He cannot lie. The Israelites camped in the valley of Moab, and God spoke with his servant, Moses. I decree and declare that God will speak with our family elders so that they will hear from God and they will not direct us according to their own will. So I decree and declare that leaders in the body of Christ, God will speak to them. They will hearken to the voice of God. They will listen to his command. They will trust and obey him so that they will lead us right. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that all servants of God will always wait unto God. They will not move until God speaks to them. They will not go forward until they hear from God. While leading the people of God at all times, in the name of Jesus, grace to wait and hear from God. Grace to desire to hear instruction from God regarding what they are doing in their different churches, even in leading the people of God. They will not say, because this church is doing it, I must do it. Did they receive the instruction to do the same thing? I decree and declare the grace will be released upon all servants of God, all ministers of the gospel, to hear God, to listen to God, and to follow his instruction, in the name of Jesus. Verse 51 says, of the same Numbers chapter 33, to give the people of Israel this message, when you cross the Jordan River and enter Canaan, you see, God is a specific God. God is a God of orderliness. Let me tell you, even in the building of the Ark of Covenant, he gave Noah specification to the extent of the inches of the nail. Let me tell you, in the building of the temple, he gave them specification. Our God is God of specification. Our God is God that will give instruction plainly. The Bible says, God spoke to Moses to give the people of Israel his message. And look at the message. When you cross the Jordan and enter Canaan, this is what you will do. This is what you should not do. I decree and declare, we will receive words from God, and all minister of God, we will deliver it to the people of God, regardless of their position in our midst, regardless of who they are. We will give it as God has given it unto us. We will not add to it, we will not take out of it. Let me tell you, I pray for this grace. That as our God is a God of specification, when we are leading the people that God has given unto us, we will deliver the message just as God has given it unto us to deliver it unto them. We will not hurt to it because we want to gain favor. We will not take out of it because we don't want people to say, why is he saying this? Are we not the one paying his bill? Are we not the one supporting? No. But God will help you and me, all ministers of the gospel. We will be specific. We will be direct. We will give people of God direct instruction as God has given it unto us to tell them. So we will do in the name of Jesus. And with the flood, we will receive God's specification, instruction. We will trust him even in the life of his servants. And we will trust and obey even the command of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 52 of Numbers chapter 33. The word of the Lord says, you must force out the people living there. Destroy their idols, carved stones, molten images, pictures of their gods, and tear down their altars. Their open air sanctuaries in the hills where they worship their idols. My brothers and my sisters, beloved in the Lord, God has commanded. Permit no sentiment to make you disobey God at any time. Give no room for sentiment. God's command is the final. Act in accordance with his command to be blessed of him. Let me quickly take you to the book of Exodus chapter 34, verse 11 to 16, that says, observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out this, the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitant of the land. Whether thou goest, let it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Let them make covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a warring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, thou eat of his sacrifice. Hey! And thou take of their daughters unto thy son, and their daughters to go a warring after their gods, and made thy son go a warring after their gods. My brothers and my sister, let me quickly take you to another. If you have your Bible, open with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Open to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's see what the word of the Lord says there. 7 verse 4 to 5. For they will turn away their son from following me. They shall, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Let me tell you, you cannot disobey God. I decree and declare that we will not permit sentiment in carrying out God's command at any time for our lives and for the members of our household. In the name of Jesus. And you men of God out there, the grace for you never to permit sentiment in carrying out God's command, in telling the people the way God has given it unto you at any time. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you and I will not negotiate with the enemy in the land that God has given unto us to go conquer and possess. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as God has commanded us, so we will destroy idols, carved stones, and molten images of the gods of our enemies at all times. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will obey God's command and tear down altars and temples of the gods of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, tonight, by the power of the word of God, by the command of the word of God, every altars of the enemies in the spiritual, evil erected against you and against me, against our progress, against our family, they are pulled down, destroyed, smashed into pieces tonight. In the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare, according to the command of God, their temple, even the worshiper in the temple, even the priest in the temple of our enemy, they are destroyed together by the command of the word of God in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 53 of Numbers chapter 33. And you shall dispose the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to inherit. Then settle in the land. I have given it to you as your own. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, chapter 21, verse 43 to 45. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their father, and they possessed it and dwell therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Oh, there failed not aught of any good things which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. So shall it be. Every good thing God has spoken concerning you and your household shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Beloved in the Lord, do not have pity on the wrong people thriving in the land of your life. Do not have pity those people that are still in that position that God has given unto you, that possession that God has given unto you and your descendants, physically or spiritually. Do not cohabit with them for any reason, but dispose and cast them out as God has commanded you, and you will settled. You will be settled and have peace in your land, in the name of Jesus. Let me raise a prayer point. If you look at that Joshua, just let us go back there. That Joshua, if you see, the word of the Lord says something there that I want us to really pray. And the Lord will help us. Joshua 21. If you have your Bible, you can open with me. It says, I want to bring something out there and we will pray. He said, nobody. Oh, sorry. Joshua 21. I open Judges. Joshua 21. It says, and the Lord gave them rest round about. I decree and declare, by the power of the word of God and the kingdom of God in your life, in my life, God will establish rest round about. You will experience peace round about. Anyone that wants to disturb your peace, the Lord will cause such to be like a troubled water. That person will know no peace, in the name of Jesus. And the word of the Lord says, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. No man will be able to stand before you. No man will be able to challenge you. Anyone that tried it will fall for your sake, in the name of Jesus. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For the mouth of the Lord has said it. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver all their enemies into their hands. So the Lord will deliver all your enemies into your hand. God will make them useless and powerless in the name of Jesus. And he said that there fail not all of any good thing which the Lord has spoken. As the Lord has spoken concerning us tonight, none will fall to ground. There shall be performance of them. For we trust and obey our God in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare concerning your land and possession on earth, God will be fair and just. He will give you justice. Those that have acted, have used their power, and they have robbed you, they have done evil things to you. Today, God is taking those things back. Let me tell you what the book of Numbers chapter 33, 54 says. I will show you how to divide the land among the tribe, according to the numbers of clans in each one, so that the larger tribe will have more and the lesser one will have less. God is God of justice. Everywhere that they have cheated you, they have acted unjustly, unfairly with you, in any area, physical or spiritual, in the matter of possession, today God will arise for you and give you justice. He will declare fairness for you and for your household in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every unfairness and unjust plague by elders of your father's household concerning your inheritance end today in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the mercy of God, he will give you fairness at all times. Everywhere you find yourself, where you have been unjustly wronged, where they have wronged you, they have cheated you, God, by his mercy, all we declare unto you, all justice and fairness, and he will avenge you of those wicked ones in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. In verse 55 of the same Numbers chapter 33, verse 55, God said, if you don't force out all these people there, listen to God. You know, he said, the Bible said that God do what? He informed Moses what they will do when they get to the Jordan and what they will do when they possess the Canaan. And this is one of their instructions. He said that if you don't force out all the people there, they will be like splinters in your eyes and tongues in your back. They will always be trouble for you. Hey, you know God sees all things. He knows all things. He's the one that knows the end of everything right from the beginning. God knows the type of people living in that land. And he said, you must. Don't even say, oh, and you know, and the Bible said, be merciful and something. But this is the commandment of God. You know, to God be the glory. I'm working on a project. And when God gave me that topic, I was like, God, what will people say? Oh, God, you see, I'm using sentiment. But God said, Becky, go ahead with this project. And by the special grace of God, I started, I will finish it. Because it opened my eyes to so many things that we have done, that sentiments have put us into trouble. That, you know, emotional attachment that is not godly, that God did not approve. But what will people say? My brothers and my sisters, we cannot disobey God. We cannot disobey God. This is God that commanded them. Conquer and possess. No argument. It's an unquestionable God. That is what he wanted them to do. And he gave them the instruction. If you don't force out these people, The people that you will find on that land, if you don't, they will be like splinters in your eyes. Why the dust sound in your eyes and thorns in your back? They will be trouble for you. Another version said that they will forever be your problem. You remember we read it? It said that they will always disturb you. If you look at that book of Numbers, let's go there. 33. I want to read this King James Version. King James Version says that. I love the way he put it. My brother and my sister, you can't argue with God. Trust and obey. Even when it looks stupid, he said he'd do it. Don't argue with God. Hallelujah. Numbers 33. He said that, but if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which yet left remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and shall vex you in the land wherein they will become pain in your body. They will trouble you. They will vex your life. Because of sentiment, you want to engage yourself in pain? God has commanded. Beloved in the Lord, if you refuse to do what God asks you to do, and you still have the images and altars of your enemies in your life, some will even say that, oh, that is their belief. We don't need to, that is what they are doing. That having faith in Christ does not say you cannot go to the idol worshiper and during their festival, you cannot dance with them. You remember the one we read in Deuteronomy that even some eat their food. Some eat the food they sacrifice to the idol. God said, no, do not participate. Trust and obey. Don't say that after. I know some minister, they have preached it. Let me tell you that, and when they kill this, I eat with them. When they do this, what you don't believe in, why are you in agreement? Why are you even speaking their language? Where are you talking? Where are you greeting in the way they greet? Obey. Trust and obey God. He said, don't. If you still keep their idols, their altar in your mind, you still keep things that can make you have emotional attachment to their ways and gods, you still have it, you will become like Lot's wife. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 24 to 26. Let's see, because we're about to round up. Hallelujah. Genesis 19, verse 24 to 26 says, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord, and it overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. My sisters in the Lord, fellow brethren, Lot's wife lost her life because she looked back. This was more than just a glance over the shoulder. But she looked back. She turned and looked back. It was a look of longing. A look of, I'm going to lose all this thing. A look of, I'm going to lose these people. They're my friend. A look of, I'm not going to continue in that place. Oh, it's beautiful. Remember last week? Lot looked for long, and he saw the place green, well watered, like the garden of God. The same thing the wife did. She looked back, and she became pillar of salt. You know, your looking indicates reluctancy to leave or desire to return. You don't need to look back. Remember what God told them at the bank of Red Sea. Move forward. Move, just go forward. My brother, God is telling you, go forward. Don't look back. Don't have even the intention of returning. Get out of their midst and go forward. Whatever the case, the point is she was called to desert everything to save her life. You know, she was called, but she could not let go. What is that thing that you could not let go? What is that place that you could not let go? What that group that you could not let go? Forgetting that one with God is more than majority. And she paid for it with her life. In Judaism, Lot's wife became a symbol of a rebellious unbeliever. If you look back where God said, move out, you are a rebellious child of God. I decree and declare that you are now, we by the Spirit of the Lord upon us, force the wrong occupants out of the land of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will not show pity on the wrong people in our lives. So, you've been working with the wrong people. The attachment is so strong, you find it difficult to let go. I pray that God will grant you the grace to say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Remember that song. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. That word before me, that cross before me, that word behind me, that cross before me, that word behind me, that cross before me, that word behind me, no turning back, no looking back. You cannot look back. God has commanded you. Move forward. Go into that land. Conquer and possess. What else do you want? What else do we want? Our God is a good God. A faithful daddy. He said it. He's watching over it to bring it to pass. It's what can never fall to ground. I decree and declare that you and I will not show pity on the wrong people in the land of our lives. Those that will become splinter in our eyes, God will not allow us to show pity. We will not negotiate with them. We will say bye-bye to Rada Rada in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye to Rada Rada. You will say bye-bye to that type of life. You will say bye-bye to the group that will not allow you to live a life that is pleasing unto God. You will say bye-bye to that thing that is tying you, that cover your the veil that you know that have covered your face, that you cannot see what God have ahead of you. Today, God, we grant you the grace not to negotiate with the wrong people in your life. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon us, we will not permit the wrong people in the land of our life to become a thorns in our backs in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that we will force and cast the wrong people out of our lands, out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Those that are tying us down, those that as you want to go up there, say that, oh, you know, they know how to cajole. They know how to use sweet words. They know how to use their negative influence and feelings to tie you down. Today, by the power power of this word of God coming for you and for me, we will say no to them and we move forward in the name of Jesus. And lastly tonight, from verse 56 of the text, Numbers 33, hear what it says. He, God said, and I will treat you as severely as I planned on treating them. On treating who? Those wrong people in the land that God has given unto his people. God said that if you refuse to do those things I asked you to do, you better don't pity people in order for you not to receive the mercy of God. Remember how Saul chose to obey what people said above what God told him. God said, go and destroy the Amalekites. Destroy everything. But he said, those people, they said we can use this to sacrifice unto you. Oh, we can bring the head of their king. Ask me, what did he want to do with the head of their king? Did God ask him to bring the head of the king to Israel? You better don't allow people to push you against God. Here God said that if you don't do what I ask you to do, to cast them away, to dispose them, then I will treat you as severely as I plan on treating them. The book of Joshua chapter 14. If you have your Bible, let's quickly go there. Joshua 14. As we are rounding up. Joshua 14 verse 8 to 10. Hear what the word of the Lord says. Nevertheless, my brethren went up with the maid of with me, made the heart of the people melt. But I only followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast only followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. And as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, why the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 45 years. You see, God can never fail. Go and read Deuteronomy 12:30. You will see there, disobedience to God's command has consequences. Those people, they tear the heart of people that we cannot go and possess the land of Jericho. They said that, you know, the land, we have the anarchy, those giant people. But Caleb believed, trust the Lord, the God of Moses, that said, go and spy because I'm giving it unto you. You know, disobedience to God's command brings punishment, judgment, God's wrath, and condemnation into hell. John 3:16. For whosoever received Christ as the Son of God, as the Savior, as consequence, you know, if you did not, consequence of eternal damnation in hell. My dear brothers and sisters, especially we parents, disobedience to God's instruction and command have consequences that affect our children, even children's children. I decree and declare that we will stop disobeying God as from tonight in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will repent and ask God for forgiveness of our sins of disobedience in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will by his mercy forgive us all our sins of disobedience, and he will not treat us severely as those people that he asks us to get out of our life, as he planned to do unto the wicked, those who refuse Jesus Christ. We will act in obedience to God's command at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God by his mercy will not visit our sins upon our children and children's children in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that mercy of God will triumph over judgment of the sins of disobedience in our life today and forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Remember, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. He has commanded. Act in obedience to the commandment of God, and you will be happy. And you will have peace all around. And your life will reflect the glory and the beauty of God. So shall it be. As you go this week, He has commanded, go conquer and possess your possession. Grace to do so. Boldness to do so. Heaven has granted it unto you tonight. So shall it be. Testimony we abound. Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Same time next week. Remain blessed. I remain your sister, Becky T. Adedokun. Bye-bye. I love you.